I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with Christy Lemire and Andy Klein. Our critics will tell us first about the action comedy Thunder Force, starring Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer. Andy?
More action than comedy, frankly. The two stars play people with genetically modified superheroes who go up against some genetically modified evil people. Melissa McCarthy's doing the same shtick she does so well, but so many times before, it's getting tired. And frankly, this just is not very funny, and I would give it a pass.
Christy?
It is aggressively mediocre. Why does Melissa McCarthy keep making movies with her husband? They are always brutal. They are not funny. They are not thrilling. They're just bland. Everyone here can and should do better.
Writer-director Ben Falcone. It's rated PG-13 and streaming on Netflix. It's Thunder Force. Voyagers is a sci-fi adventure starring Ty Sheridan, Lily Rose Depp, and Finn Whitehead. Neil Berger, the writer-director. Christy?
This is Lord of the Flies in Space, about a bunch of really attractive young people who are on an 86-year journey to a new planet because Earth is dying. But civilization falls apart while they're there. People take sides. There are factions. It gets violent. It's very glossy, but doesn't really do much to go below the surface.
Voyagers, Andy.
Total agreement with Christy. I think at times it went so over the top that it almost approached self-parody.
Voyagers is rated PG-13, and it's in wide theatrical release. Honeydew, a horror film starring Sawyer Spielberg and Maleen Barr and Barbara Kingsley, Devereaux Millborn, and his feature directorial debut, directed and co-wrote the film. Christy, Honeydew.
I really dug this. It is trippy and strange and twisted, about a couple on a camping trip who get stranded. Everything goes horribly wrong. Lots of atmosphere and mood. A lot of Texas Chainsaw Massacre with some Ari Aster type stylistic flourishes. It is tense and specific and weird. I loved it.
Honeydew. Once again, it's directed and co-written by Devereaux Millborn. The film is unrated, and you can see it on multiple on-demand platforms, including iTunes and Fandango Now, and it'll be available in another week on DVD. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us coming up Sunday of next weekend for our 19th annual Film Week Academy Awards preview. It's a virtual but live event. Make your reservation now. All our critics will be there. Visit kpecc.org/in-person to get the link to attend the virtual event Sunday afternoon, April 18th at 1 o'clock. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Have a great weekend.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.